I think we need a sting to go into the great man TK. That's the best I got. That's the best I got because we have been talking about the Racing League, let me tell you, and it is $200 up front, $20 a month. You get to compete with the big boys and girls in racing. You know, you have ownership. And we've been talking, you may have a runner in the Melbourne Cup next year. That's how good things are. But there's a whole lot of issues I like to throw at TK, a man always with an opinion. TK, first of all, you were listening this morning when Lindsay Burrow came on the show. It's been such a moving story, but so inspiring at the same time and unfortunate, terribly unfortunate circumstances. What's your thoughts there?
Yeah, good morning, Vossi. Good morning to all your listeners. What a courageous lady. What a courageous family. And it's no more hideous disease, is there, than motor neurone. And it just, you know, in the Racing League, we always wanted to contribute both on the track and off the track. And we thought with thousands of owners, what do we do? You know, what do we do if we're happy to be good enough to win some silverware, some trophies? And we thought, well, with thousands of owners, we've got to raffle it off. And the proceeds all go to a charity, and we have to nominate a charity in each particular state. And down there in Victoria, we've notified Fight MND, of course, have that big event every year called the Big Freeze. And, you know, we've been so fortunate with the Racing League, Vossi, that our first four runners to hit the track have all been winners, and there's plenty more to come. And the two trophies so far, that team captain, who is heading towards that Melbourne Cup next year, you mentioned about our two trophies so far, the Hamilton Cup and the Macca's Run Cup, won by team captain. We've auctioned, we haven't auctioned them, we've raffled them both off for Fight MMD, and we've raised, well, spot on virtually, $30,000. And we just hope there's many, many more trophies to come. And Fight MMD have been most appreciative about it.
That is just another element to the Racing League. You've certainly covered some bases there in the setup of this, and people will be impressed. But I do say this about the Racing League and involvement in racing. There is the fun element. You know, yeah, I can say from personal, I'm just a very humble owner. I've only had just dipped a toe in the water, but I had a winner at Randwick, Arise Augustus, had a share in Arise Augustus, People's Champion, trained by Terry Evans up at Tuncurry. It's the best. It's such a thrill. It is such a thrill. Just to have a run is a thrill. But then when you actually win a race and you got a little piece of it, boy, oh boy, you go through the roof.
Yeah, it's the unique thrill that racing can provide, that ownership of the player, that ownership of the horse. And you're right, and with the Racing League, and you speak about your experience, Bossy, it doesn't matter how much of that horse you own. You own that horse. Imagine if you own six horses. Well, it's six times the fun and six times the thrill. And that's all part of it. You can virtually have a runner. You're a member of the Racing League and you join one of the teams, the Queensland Rogues, the New South Wales Tycoons or the Big Hustlers. You virtually have a runner every week. That's a possibility. Now, there's a thrill. And they're winning, which is another great thrill. And, you know, all credit to our Bloodstock team there.
All right. Well, I didn't want to just get you on the Racing League today, TK, because I love your opinion. Love working with you back on the day in the race. Now, the Reed Marnie situation. Now, yeah, there's another one gone. And we've now got Parramatta three, potentially, of their starting pack. Maybe Junior Paulo out the door as well. And that's good business, is it? That you can have a system that allows that, that you can have a team of four players of their starting forward pack go elsewhere. Good or bad? Good or bad for the game?
They should just make it open slot because it doesn't matter about these time limits and you've seen these deadlines. What is the absolute solution to this? Maybe it's just revenge of the Bulldogs. Remember 1995? They still managed to win a premiership, Posse, as you would remember. They won a premiership with three blokes walking out the door and joining a club called the Parramatta Eels. So, you know, what does it say about your character as a player when you sign for another organisation and you're going to say these players won't put in? Well, I think if you're a character that you want at a particular club, these people should be putting in and it shouldn't reflect on their performance on that football field. So I don't disagree with them being able to sign with another club for next year, as long as they carry the load for the people who employ them at that particular time.
I have no doubt they'll put in, TK. I'll have no doubt they put in, but if they lose, they bring in a different kind of pressure. This brings in that pressure that people, the headline is written. You know, that will build up on them very, very quickly. And you shouldn't have that pressure there.
I think the pressure you wanted to bring on players last week when we spoke was, you know, advertising and publicising their salaries. I mean, there's pressure. Where as soon as you lose, there's never a problem. A footy club never has a problem when you're winning. The problem only comes on the Monday morning when you're lost on the weekend. You know, the publicising of players' salaries.
True.
You know,
that's
the fact
true.
That you're signed with another club, you're not putting in. I mean, they just we fans have got to accept blokes have good games and bad games. And it's not, you know, there's not always the root of all evil is signing with another club. And as I say, the Bulldogs won a premiership with three blokes walking out the door.
Okay, there's listener interaction as you speak, TK. Mitch from Canberra says, get TK back on radio. I miss his voice and smooth calves. This one here about this team, this Slovenian team, NS Mura, who I'd never heard of, winning this morning, beating Tottenham in the Europa League. They say their jersey colour is the same colour as TK's hair. But what colour is your hair, TK?
Well, what day of the week is it, Rosie?
Yeah, well, I don't know what jersey they do. They must have a home away and a heritage jersey and a women in league round and indigenous jersey. Who knows? They've got a lot of colours. NS Mura, good on them. They're my new team from Slovenia.
Well, speaking of famous European soccer clubs, they've got to be the most famous of all, which is the Young Boys of Bern who play out of the Wankdorf Stadium. So look it up. It's true.
Oh, right. I thought you were going to say the Newcastle Knights who wear that blue and red, you know. No, not them.
Yeah. Not quite.
Yeah. A quick one. Steve Smith, Shane Warne, gone to town today, back page of the Telegraph, just says, no way. Yes or no? Steve Smith, can he have a captaincy position?
Of course. I don't think I know a bloke who's done more hard yards, who's been punished, who's reformed himself, who's repented, he's done wonderful work in the community as far as mental health with the youngsters is concerned, and then they still want to punish him. I think Warney, honestly, in my opinion, is carrying the scars of always wanting to be that permanent national captain and never being allowed to. And I believe that's one thing that he really looks back on that career and regrets, the fact that he was never allowed, because he was by far the best cricket brain in that Australian cricket team, but he never got that captaincy level. Steve Smith, how much more do you want to punish this bloke? Of course he should be vice-captain. He's a World Cup star. He'd be a great man for Pat Cummins to bounce things off.
All righty. And TK, I know you watched The Bachelorette. Were you shocked that Brooke went with a guy, not the girl?
In the finish? I would pick the girl.
The dude, not the girl. You would have picked the girl.
I would have picked the girl.
Thanks. Thank you, TK.
Hey,
very,
Bossy,
very, very good comment.
Call me old-fashioned.
Great life. Great way to finish. You are the Nicho Hynes of SEN for the moment. You're going to put out a declaration on social media just to clarify a few things that if you were on The Bachelorette last night, you would have gone with the girl. Thank you, TK. Great stuff. We'll follow the Racing League as well, but love your opinion as well. Well done, mate.